Welcome back, my wonderlings. I hope you've enjoyed almost 2 full weeks of fun, scary stories. I have enjoyed sharing them with you. Now, on day 13, Halloween, I give you this month's episode. By now, you've probably realized that this year's spooky topic is ghost stories. If you're new here but love all things Halloween, be sure to check out our previous Halloween-centered episodes. Episode 9, Halloween, where we learned about the history of Halloween. Episode 24, where we talked to folks who run local haunted houses here in South Carolina. And episode 37, Horror Movies, where we discuss scary movies with founder of SC HorrorCon, Jay Moulton. And this year, I give you another Halloween episode to indulge your love for all things spooky and trivia. So without further ado, join me in this rabbit hole, if you dare. When do you think the first recorded ghost story occurred?
Probably like a year after things started being written down.
In the 1700s.
I am going to say probably even before Homer's Odyssey, but I can't think of anything, so I'm going to say Homer's Odyssey.
85 BC.
Ghost stories have been around for as long as people have been gathering together and telling stories. Folklore going back to ancient times in a variety of cultures recounts tales of spirits who return from the dead to haunt the living. The first recorded concept of ghosts likely hail from the ancient Mesopotamia between 8000 and 2000 BC. Archaeologists have reportedly found evidence of the belief in ghosts from that period, including written sources on how to protect oneself from ghosts, how to send a ghost back to the underworld, and spells related to necromancy to allow a person to summon a ghost to ask it a question before sending it back from whence it came. The Epic of Gilgamesh is one of the earliest and most well-known stories to include ghosts. In some versions, Gilgamesh's companion, Enkidu, dies during the story and later comes back to describe the dismal afterlife of the dead in the underworld. Stories of ghosts and things that go bump in the night have been used for centuries as a way to entertain, but they were also used as cautionary tales. Stories such as Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol or Washington Irving's The Legend of Sleepy Hollow are popular stories that each serve to elicit a specific behavior out of the audience. Even simple stories, like those you may have grown up with in Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, sometimes serve a lesson. Decades later, I still sometimes check my back seat at night. You know, just in case. The ghost story, which I'm using that term colloquially to mean scary stories in general, has evolved as people have evolved and our environments have changed. The earliest ghost stories created some of the imagery we still see today. Pliny the Younger described a house haunted by a ghost bound in chains back in 50 AD. Centuries later, authors such as M.R. James, Oscar Wilde, and Charles Dickens all include ghosts in chains in their stories. But while some things are recurring as time passes, so too do the settings and nature of the scary stories we tell. Early ghost stories in America that came in with the settlers often included vengeful spirits or creatures like vampires and often had a religious component to them. This was fairly different than the take on ghosts that the indigenous people had, who viewed the spiritual world as important to the living and didn't see apparitions as evil. As the country was settled and people came in contact with new creatures, the story shifted to things like the Jersey Devil and other cryptids. P.S. If you're interested in cryptids, check out episode 4, Cryptids, as well as episode 35, where I speak to James Maxey, author of Cryptids, How We Know They're Real. Then, the late 1600s brought about stories of witches, and they became a common component in ghost stories. Following the Civil War in the 1860s, ghost stories shifted to tales of fallen soldiers haunting battlefields. By the late 1800s, stories of serial killers began being whispered around the hearth. And even now, nearly every town has an urban legend or tale that everybody knows. At some point, ghost stories transitioned from primarily oral stories to authors embracing the genre and penning entire stories or books that were spooky. Who are some famous or not famous authors who you are aware of who write ghost stories?
I don't know any.
M.R. James.
You just told me the same name like 9 days in a row. I can't remember that name though.
Sheridan Le Fanu.
Alvin Schwartz is the only one I can think of.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Lovecraft.
Henry James.
Poe.
Dean Koontz. Stephen King.
Oh, Stephen King. I forgot about him.
Those are all great storytellers. Funny story, though, while I was researching this, I accidentally stumbled upon an article that was discussing famous authors who were believed to be ghosts. I was entertained enough, though, that I'm going to share that list with you now. The first on the list was H.P. Lovecraft. There are claims that H.P. Lovecraft appeared as a ghost to a Brown student who was renting his former residence, one in which he wrote The Call of the Cthulhu. Anne Bronte also makes the list, apparently being seen in ghostly form in Long Island, after a staircase from a home where she was governess was used in a renovation. Apparently, Nathaniel Hawthorne, his son, and his cousin all regularly haunt a mansion in Salem, Massachusetts. And no surprise that Edgar Allan Poe closes this list. If stories can be believed, he's a ghost about town, purportedly haunting catacombs of Westminster Presbyterian Church in Baltimore, at a bar in Fells Point called The Horse You Came In On, as well as wandering through tunnels, through hospitals, and a military fort. And like I said, a ghost about town. But as far as famous storytellers go, who write stories, and who may or may not be ghosts, the ones mentioned here are all great. M.R. James and Edith Wharton both have wonderful collections of ghost stories. In addition to some of the ones mentioned, I think you can probably include Bram Stoker for Dracula, Henry James, the author of The Turn of the Screw, and Shirley Jackson, who wrote The Haunting of Hill House. They are plenty, and all of them are so good. But what makes a ghost story good?
If it's real, I believe in ghosts.
Just all the eerie details in the setting, the creaks and the rustling of a critter and decrepit chains and whatever it is.
I think how it's told is what makes it good or not. If the author really, or storyteller, brings you into the story.
I don't think the ghost is what actually makes a good ghost story, because the ghost in a ghost story is usually a prop. I think that the best ghost stories are about the people, because it's their reaction to the fear or the grief that they have. So the questioning of like whether a haunt is actually real or if it's something inside, I think that a good ghost story has, the best ghost stories are the ones where it is the living that are reacting to the fear.
We've talked a little about M.R. James, but he penned a piece called Some Remarks on Ghost Stories in 1929, in which five key features were identified for making a compelling ghost story. Number one, there should be a pretense of truth. Number two, it should be both pleasing and a terror. Number three, there should not be gratuitous bloodshed or sex. Number four, there should be no explanation of the machinery. And number five, it should be set in the reader's own time. While there are plenty of stories that fall outside of these guidelines, I think that even in modern stories, much of this holds true. The scariest stories are the ones that could happen to you. So whether you enjoy scary stories in the dark or telling eerie tales around the campfire, or just love a good haunting, ghost stories are a wonderful way to be entertained, but also some studies suggest that there's a psychological benefit to hearing ghost stories, which allows people to safely confront and process fears, offering a form of catharsis that can reduce stress and anxiety. Over the past 2 weeks, I've shared 12 tales that are fun, scary stories, but there are so many more out there. What is the scariest tale you've ever heard or read?
I don't know of the scariest tale. I have a hard time remembering ghost stories when people tell me them.
The Moonshiners.
For real, what's the scariest story you've ever heard or read?
Yep.
By Stephen King?
Mm-hmm.
Probably about this investigation about a demon called the Elemental.
I think Stephen King's Pet Sematary is probably one of the scariest books that I've read.
Well, my wonderlings, I hope you have a spooky Halloween. And until next time, be safe, be kind, and stay curious.
The Welcome to Wonderland podcast is copyrighted by Amy Bland and is distributed by Big Media LLC. This podcast is recorded in and around Columbia, South Carolina. Any thoughts or opinions are those of the hostess unless otherwise indicated. Subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcast. Please like, follow, and share the podcast. Check out the Welcome to Wonderland Linktree at linktree.com/WTWLpod to find out where to join me on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, and more. When you find me, be sure to follow, like, share, subscribe, do all the things. It helps me grow. Visit www.WTWLpod for more information and to contact the hostess for corrections, additional information, or requests for episodes. Be sure to check out the other great Big Media podcast, the All About Nothing podcast with Barrett and Zach is the OG podcast that got us all started. Black, White, and Blue in the South with Dr. Jamil Brooks and Bill Kemmler gives us a look at blue politics in a red state. What the Pod Was That? With Carrie, Barrett, and Zach will make you laugh out loud as they watch the best and the worst of what the internet has to offer. For a look at politics in South Carolina through the eyes of three young women, check out Politically Speaking, a new addition to the Big Media collection. Thanks for listening.
Or books. Or books. Books that were spooks.
Well, my wonderlings, I hope that you have a spooky.
That was a weird spooky. Like a cow.
It's close to the end. I'm so tired.
The preceding podcast is solely owned by its host or hosts and is distributed by Big Media LLC. Copyright 2025. All rights reserved.